you most likely say.
I saw a picture on television the other night of years ago how the oil wagon used to come through the country that had evil white horses hitched to it. I expect you saw it on television.
No, I didn't see it.
But there used to be a fellow drive through our neighborhood, and he had three mules on his wagon that he had hitched on. And we had an oil house, and we sold oil to the neighbors around there, kerosene. And he'd come about every so often and fill up our barrels for us. He drove these three mules to a wagon.
Now, if you want to go fishing, you probably wouldn't go in a canoe. You'd go out in a
boat.
You wouldn't call it a rowboat, just a boat.
Yes, no, a rowboat would be all right. That's have to paddle it.
And in New England, they build a great big luxury liner or something, or a navy boat of some sort, and they have a ceremony and they christen the boat, and then they
push her down the ramp, huh?
And that's called, they're going to say, we're going to go watch them, the boat.
Well, launch the boat.
And if I'd hand you some papers, and then I'd ask you, would you please give me the papers? And you'd say, yes, here.
You'd hand them to me.
Or you're handing them to me.
Oh, all right. Yeah, here they are.
Or using the word papers, here.
Here's the papers.
Okay, and you pick up the baby, pick up a baby and jostle him a little bit. And the mother says, she's worried. She says, oh, don't, watch out. And she says, oh, don't worry. You say to her, oh, don't worry. I
won't drop him. I just had the experience yesterday morning. We have a grandson that has a youngster about this. He's, I don't know, 5 months old now, I believe. And he weighs about a ton. And I had quite a time holding on to him. I told my wife he'd be like holding a crock of butter. I thought I had a crock around it. So I've had a little experience of
yeah,
that kind of
question. Shortly. Would you ever say, I ain't going to drop him?
Well, I'd say I won't drop him.
Okay.
I'm not much fan to use the word ain't.
Well, I just see. Somebody said, you're talking with somebody and you're not too sure that what you're saying is the truth, is right. I mean, as far as you know, it's right. But so you say, well, I am right.
I'm not certain whether I'm right or not, let's say.
Or you say to him, you're kind of asking him at the same time. You say, I am right.
Am I right, I'd say.
Somebody says, you did it, and you say, no, it
couldn't have been me. Couldn't have been me.
Or it...
it wasn't me.
And the thing that the lady wears in the kitchen to keep the grease off her...
An apron.
Okay. And the man's three-piece suit has what three pieces?
Coat, vest, and trousers.
And somebody asked you, did you bring my coat? And you say, yes, I have.
Let's see.
Did you bring my coat? You say, yes, I have.
I have it with me.
Or using, I have, did you bring it? Yes, I
brought it.
And you went to the clothing store and you tried on a coat yesterday and you say, the coat me.
Just fit me.
And if I have a hole in my elbow and a patch on my knee, you say you better go down to the clothing store and buy a
new suit.
And a boy carries so much stuff in his pockets that the pockets simply
bows out.
And the man